Yes, you're listening to Law and Gospel on this August the 18th in the year of our Lord 2016. It's a Rumination Thursday. That gives us the opportunity to talk with, well, I can't remember his name again, but I don't have those kids around to yell out your name, Wes Reimnitz.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes. Did you hear the promo yesterday?
I finally did, yes.
Yes. Yeah, we had those kids from Rose Bud in Missouri.
Rosebud in Missouri. I thought it was Rosebud, Illinois.
Rosebud. Have I got that wrong again?
I know there's a Rosebud, Illinois.
Yes, Rosebud. Oh, I'll get it straight one of these days. I preached there about 8 times already.
Well, I thought it was a good program. There's been movement in our churches towards a family ministry, and it was interesting to listen how they get together and sing and do devotions to the children, and then they go to a nursing home or
yes.
go to homes. And
yeah, Jim, the leader there, he would take them, I guess, once a month and such. This was their last time this year. Had a good group all the way from kids in the parochial school to college, and enjoyed their singing. And hopefully maybe some other churches will be doing that. I will be doing that for Trinity Orchard Farm, and we'll see how things go. Does faith for an Olympian help them to win?
Yeah, from that article I sent you, some would say yes, others would say no.
Yes. Yes. Faith at the Olympics, it's entitled, Does It Give an Athlete an Edge? Well, I'll tell you, I have a real problem with the title.
Okay. What's your first problem?
Well, the word faith.
Yeah, that was what really caught my eye to begin with, especially with that program you had a few months back with Dr. Schmidt and
yes.
you about what is faith, what do we call the faith?
Very, you very know? Good point. Because the point that needs to be made here is they're talking about not only Christians, but they talk about Buddhists and Muslims, that the article gives the indication that some of them do get help by having faith.
Wasn't the old term many years ago when we were going through the seminary, universalism, that many have different varying ways to get to heaven, and the Christian faith is one of them?
Yes. Well, Christian faith is the only one.
Right.
Yes. Everything else isn't faith, because when the Bible uses the word faith, it always is referring to Christian faith. But this article doesn't make a distinction between the various faiths. So the question they ask, does religious faith give an athlete any sort of edge? If you're a Christian, it certainly does. But if you're not a Christian, it's not faith that gives you the edge, but psychology. Like one of the persons said, yeah, when I believe in God, and it doesn't necessarily need to be the Christian God, I feel like I'm not alone.
Right, yeah. Not only that, but the other, quote, edge is themselves. When it gives me a sense of feeling stronger and more motivated. So it isn't just only the spiritual side of it, but they're somehow reaching to their inner depths, so to speak. And
yeah, if you believe in Allah, then you'll have a psychological idea that he's going to help you through this. And therefore, it doesn't matter if you believe in Jesus or Allah, as long as you have someone that you can count on, that gives them a sense of security and maybe more confidence.
Yeah, it's kind of over the whole landscape of the world, isn't it, in terms of what you want to believe. It'll somehow motivate you to become a better athlete.
The best statement I found was this one. For others, it is a sense that the outcome, whatever it is for the best. Now, I can really agree with that, particularly among Christians, that it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. They said once in a while, someone says God wants them to win.
Yeah.
How do you tell that?
Does that also mean God wants them to lose?
Yes. Now, there's no doubt that the Christian can give thanks to God for winning, because the Christian realizes that, for example, Wes, right now, every time I get up in the morning, I'm surprised.
That you're awake?
That I'm alive.
Oh.
No, not yeah. that I'm awake. That's pretty easy. But, you know, when you get to a certain age, you think, boy, how many members did you have in your congregations that died while they were asleep at night?
Yeah.
I've had a number. I had one woman who two of her husbands did that.
Or you see people younger than yourself that have massive heart attacks or some illnesses hit them and they pass on and you go, but I'm still here.
Yes, in fact, the more I read about the people who die from old age, more of their birthdays occur after my birthday. And I said, ooh.
Yeah, we do become that special group of people, don't we?
Boy, yeah, you think you might, oh, no, there's no way I'm going to die. But you have no control over it at all. And that's where faith in Christ makes a huge difference. Because faith in anything else would be faith in yourself. That you're right. good enough to get to the heaven or the paradise or whatever you want to call it. But in Christianity, I'll be having my first class for youth today in confirmation, grades 6, 7, and 8 at Trinity Orchard Farm Parochial School. It is a tremendous school with all the teachers and helpers. There's kind of like one adult for every 6 kids. So it's well taught, but it's up to me 2 times a week to come in and teach them the confirmation. Now, I'm not going to spend time much of it in doing memory work. We met with the parents last Tuesday night and shared with them all the memory work and what dates they have to be done and what happens. The parents put their initials down when their child says the memory work assigned for that period of time.
Yeah, that was something I did when I was in Havana. I assigned the memory work and gave it to the parents and let the parents deal with it. And the kids actually did a whole lot better and they had that relationship with mom or dad.
Right.
To take care of it.
So getting back to this, there's no doubt in my mind that faith in Jesus Christ makes a huge difference, because there are promises from the gospel about never leaving nor forsaking you, no temptation beyond what you're able to endure. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. And hundreds of other promises that as the Christian comes to church regularly and Bible study, they begin to learn those promises which comfort them in ways that can never be comforted even if you have a God outside of Christianity.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, and the other thought that comes to mind is, in a sense, the Christian starts at the finish line, don't they?
Explain that.
Well, by this, we don't work, you know, we often talk about the two religions, do and done. Do is man-made religion. It's always seeking out God and trying to get on God's good side. And the done part is Christ is completed all sacrifices
right.
for us and died upon the cross for us. So, you know, as a believer in Christ, it's already done. It is finished. In Hebrews 12, I like that translation that you give, that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes. They quote Team USA members David Boudia and Steele Johnson. They were divers, and they won the silver medal. What was interesting is after they quoted them, it says their remarks raised a question. Does religious faith give an athlete any sort of edge? Now, listen to their remarks, and you tell me if these remarks are such that their faith in God means they should have won. We both know our identity is in Christ. Going into this event, knowing that my identity is rooted in Christ and not the result of the competition, just gave me peace, and it let me enjoy the contest. God's given us a cool opportunity, and I'm glad I could come away with an Olympic silver medal. Notice, they don't say that because of our faith in God, we knew we were going to win, God wanted us to win, and you still give thanks to God because He alone is the one that gave you the ability, the capabilities, the athletic prowess to do what you want to do, but it's still something you had to work on very hard, and there's no guarantee that you're going to be a winner just because you believe in Jesus Christ.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know a Bible story that kind of reminded me of?
No.
The three men in the fiery furnace.
Oh, yeah.
Where they talk to Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
Nebuchadnezzar tells them to bow down or go into the furnace, and they said, Our God, if He wants to, can deliver us, but if He chooses not to, let it be so, but we're still not going to worship that God.
Yes.
They don't make bargains with God.
No, in fact, that's the Sunday school lesson for this coming Sunday. Kimberly Winston is the freelance religion reporter based in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she was the one that wrote this piece. One of her best statements, it says this: if there is an advantage these guys would tell you it gives them, it is dealing with the ups and downs of training and injury, of winning and losing. Now, that really is the advantage of being a Christian, that in life you may be thinking you're winning something, or sometimes you go through losing, but in Christ you're able to sustain your life continually because of His promises, and you recognize it really doesn't matter what happens to you, but that all things are going to work out to your good.
Right, and the fact is, I believe you said it yesterday, heaven is our home, and that's where we're headed.
Yes. Yes. For some people, they said winning can be a drug, an upper, whereas losing is a downer. And you know that apart from Christ, it's really difficult to get rid of any addiction.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that part caught me too. And you see that with a few of the athletes, you know. There's Michael Phelps, the swimmer, you know, and they said, will he retire after 28 medals, you know?
Yes.
And I think he really is ready to move on and experience another part of his life, you know, beyond the gold medals.
Well, I think he mentioned that he thinks he may be back next time, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, now, one of the ladies, what do you think of this? Rebecca Dussault, she was cross-country, hit the Olympics course for Team USA in the 2006 Winter Games. On her skis, she had written, Blessed Frazati. That was a tribute to Giorgio Frassati. He was an early 20th century Italian Catholic skier, but he was devoted to the poor and sick, and she adopted him as her patron saint.
Yeah, that one kind of like, oh my goodness. I mean, to emulate maybe somebody that's been in the past, but do they pray to the saints? Do they, you know, how far does she go with that emulation?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I was talking to someone recently who has a Roman Catholic friend, and something really good happened in her Roman Catholic friend's life, and she gave credit to the saint she had prayed to. And the question we had, well, when something bad happens, does that mean the saint doesn't hear you?
Yeah. Well, yes, I would agree with you. And the other one that I used to always hear from a few of them is God and Jesus is so busy with other things, that's why we have the saints. You know, we're praying to them.
Oh, yeah.
To help us out.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, just because he's omniscient and omnipresent doesn't mean he can do everything.
Boy. Yeah, it is limiting on God, isn't it?
Yes. Now, what was nice about Dussault, she was asked, does this give you a competitive edge, having on your skis a tribute to Frassati? And she said, no. In fact, she joked that if she had won a medal, it would have been a miracle. But then she said, due to Frassati.
Due to Frassati.
Yeah, she couldn't get away from the saint.
Yeah, they get kind of wrapped up in that, and that's unfortunate.
Well, what true faith does is give you a spiritual edge. What false belief in another God gives you, you could get a psychological edge. But that's quite a difference between a spiritual edge and a psychological edge.
Well, really, when it comes down to it, aren't we talking, what's the object of our faith? Is it a psychological, or who's the object of our faith but Christ?
Yes, right. So where faith in Jesus helps, it can help you through suffering and pain. I didn't see it last night, but they were advertising a movie about an Olympian who is really going to do well at the Olympics. But just before them, she got in a car accident. And so the movie is all about her coming back from her pain and such. I don't know how it ended or anything like that. But it shows you she was a Christian, and yet God still permitted a car accident to occur to her so she could not compete in the Olympics.
Right. And I think the other thing that I took a look at when I saw this article is, you know, the last few weeks we've been covering Hebrews 11 and 12 in our churches.
Oh, yeah.
And especially in 11, where it talks about by faith what the heroes did. In other words, by all died in faith without having received the promises, but having seen them and welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they are strangers and exiles on earth.
Yes.
So, you know, their object all their life was the promise that God one day would send his son Jesus to die upon the cross for them. And that became the center of and the hope for them in the Old Testament.
Yes, they quoted a Roman Catholic, Ray McKenna. By the way, he's the founders of Catholics for Christ. He said that Roman Catholicism rejects a rabbit's foot theology. And what he meant by that, the pray-to-win ideology evident at many professional sporting events. And he said it proves a more holistic theology that blends spirit, mind, and body. Now, I kind of agree with that, but how would you explain that to our listeners, the rabbit's foot theology versus a holistic theology?
Well, the rabbit foot obviously talks about God's kind of like a good luck charm.
Yes.
He's gonna see to it that I win. You know, when I read that, it kind of reminded me of the Civil War. Both of them prayed to God.
That's true.
Better than
yes.
The Union, that they would win the war.
Yeah. Yes, and the holistic is that you have your mind, body, and soul all working together. I'm watching, I enjoy watching golf, and we've already had the men's, and yesterday began the women's golf. And so about 1 a.m. this morning, I was looking at it, and there was no doubt that the commentators kept talking about the personality of the golfer, how big a difference it makes if someone is confident and has, shall I say, their body and mind in sync compared to those who think that every shot is going to make or break their win.
Well, right. You got to get you got to get everything lined up, so to speak, in order to be a competitor. But, you know, that article went on to say there were studies that showed that religion or faith with non-athletes, some of the athletes show the opposite, that they can do it without the, quote, this religious faith in their life.
Yes. There's no doubt that faith is not a substitute for hard work, perseverance, or talent. You and I are pastors, and we're both preaching this Sunday. Well, you can imagine we say to God, well, look, I'm a pastor. I'm ordained. I don't have to do any study, no work, no hard work at all to prepare for the sermon because you promised that you'll give the words to say. So I'm going to rely on that and be able to go golfing today instead of studying my sermon.
Yeah, we know the end of that.
Yes, faith is not a substitute for hard work, perseverance, or talent. And yet some athletes, when they have that, they still say, I've got to do the hard work.
Right. Yeah, you still can't get around it. And of course, this fall, you know, a lot of our high schools and colleges and go into their football seasons, and
yep.
Both sides are going to be having their, many of the teams will have their prayers, you know.
What I like in regard to that is that both sides come together during the same prayer.
Right, yeah. Now, you will run into teams that do that. They'll have the prayer together.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, some teams, they have their prayers by themselves. They're going to win, and like who decides which side that God's going to take?
And that's a good point. In a kind of a summary here, the faith at the Olympics does give an athlete an edge. It doesn't give them more of an edge that they're going to win, particularly if their faith isn't focused on Christ. But even faith focused on Christ can still lead to injury, suffering, etc. So you don't win the event, or you're just not as good as the other person. But faith does give an edge to Christians because they not only have promises from God that he will be there to take care of them, but they can rely on those promises, which helps them put their mind and body in sync with what they're able to do.
I think that's an excellent point. The promises that I have salvation and forgiveness of sins in my Lord Jesus Christ, that's the promises that really count. It's not necessarily whether I'm going to win in life. I'm reminded of the 23rd Psalm that says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I mean, we see death all around us, and in many respects, we're not sometimes promised a rose garden that we're going to walk through, but we have the promises that in Christ I'm whole and I'm complete.
Well, Christian parents may pray for a long time to have a baby, and finally the wife gets pregnant, they have a baby, but it has Down syndrome.
Mm.
And you say, wow, what good was it praying to God? But I have seen the example of parents who have those children, and I can't imagine how they got the patience they have and the love that they have. I often think, I don't know if I would be at that level. But then God reminds me that he always gives you enough spiritual adrenaline to take care of whatever problem you're facing.
Right, that he sends your direction. Kind of reminds me of the lady that who gave the Planned Parenthood and adopted a child and brought her child in for baptism. And the pastor looked at her and said, thank God that the mother didn't feel the same way you did about abortion.
Yeah.
Changed her whole life around.
No doubt about that. When I speak of spiritual adrenaline, you've heard stories where a mother was driving her car, had an accident, and the car kind of rolled over on her child, and she was able to get out of the car and lift the car off of her child. I mean, she can't even do weightlifting, but that physical adrenaline, I believe, is also in the area of the spirit, that at no time can you say, boy, no matter what happens to me, I'm going to be strong. But you can say that God will make me strong enough to endure anything.
Right, yeah. we can't explain it other than God was there and gave us a presence, whether it was through the adrenaline or whatever. Maybe I've seen that with other accidents or heard that, you know, same story, not just about mothers, but
sure,
rescuers and things of that nature. They said they just don't know where it came from.
Well, you're going to be giving some gifts this Sunday where you're preaching.
I'm at Trinity Manitou.
Okay, services?
9 o'clock in the morning.
9 in the morning. And does the Bible study then follow that?
Yeah, Bible class after. We're doing Peter Krausky's Angel of Angels, and they're enjoying it. You know, we're spending some time.
Yeah, we just made some more books for you up, so they'll be ready. I think you're coming in next week maybe to go to our favorite place, Steak and Shake.
Yep.
But we'll see. Thank you so very much. That was Wes Reimnitz, and I'm Tom Baker. I'll be preaching at Trinity Orchard Farm tonight at 7 p.m., a Bible study at Trinity Orchard Farm on prophecy. Till tomorrow, God bless.
Each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.